Lesson 9. Animal-Assisted Therapy. Reading. Most people love animals. They love watching them, touching them, and speaking to them. People feel good when they come into contact with animals. And these good feelings are believed to be therapeutic to those who are ill or who are physically challenged. Animal-Assisted Therapy, AAT, has become a well-established part of many therapy programs.But its roots can be traced back surprisingly far. Florence Nightingale, well known as one of the founders of modern nursing in the 19th century, recommended that invalids keep a small pet bird for companionship. More recently, Boris Levinson, a child psychiatrist in New York in the 1960s, has come to be thought of as the father of modern AAT. When patients came to his office, he usually removed his pet dog, Jingles.However, one little boy suffering from severe social withdrawal symptoms happened to arrive early one day when the dog was still in Levinson's office. With the dog present, Levinson noted that the boy became much more communicative and the therapy sessions more productive. His books on using pets for treatment became classics in their field, and pet therapy was born.Although AAT has probably become most closely associated with dogs, a wide range of animals are now providing services, ranging from the large, dolphins and horses, to the tiny, birds and hamsters. These therapists from the animal kingdom are helping to meet the needs of people who face physical, psychological, or social difficulties, and numerous research papers have reported concrete evidence of the effectiveness of such treatment.As might be expected, children seem to naturally respond well to AAT, but the therapy is by no means limited to any age group. With an aging population, many experts anticipate further development of animal-based therapies for elderly people. The benefits that can result from AAT are not limited to feelings of happiness and well-being.These days, various sophisticated AAT programs are used to treat participants who can also expect to see feelings of anxiety and stress decrease. Actual physical outcomes, such as lowered blood pressure, are common. In addition, AAT provides opportunities for participants to improve their motor abilities. A good example is hippotherapy, in which patients with limited mobility do horse riding to improve their balance and posture. Despite the results, AAT is not without critics.Dolphin therapy in particular has come under fire, with conservationists claiming that wild animals such as dolphins should not be used in this way and may be being harmed in the process. Some scientists say that any benefits gained from dolphin therapy could be more easily and safely obtained from interaction with a dog or similar pet. Criticism aside,AAT has become established as a valid therapy for a wide range of people and conditions. If she could visit us now, Florence Nightingale would probably be amazed to see the developments that have taken place in AAT, but perhaps less surprised by the positive outcomes. After all, she observed the same thing 150 years ago.